All right, we got a voice from the past back on here with us. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Adam. How about you?
Excellent. Thank you for your time today. I always enjoy getting a report from you on Berger County, generally speaking, Houghton County, Berger County. I want to talk about Chassel Bay because I know you've been fishing a little bit, but there's some exciting news. It's not like ready to go or anything because I know the wind's picked up, but you told me Keweenaw Bay actually froze over last night?
It sure did, yeah. It was the whole entire bay there. We had skim ice across the whole thing, snow laying on top of it and everything. So, and then it looks like later in the week here, the weather's going to cooperate, and if everything lines up, I think we might have some ice to stay and start growing.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it's all going to be really predicated on how much wind, but after today, it looks like the west direction, west breezes take over, and that is about as optimal as you can hope for Keweenaw Bay ice making.
Exactly. Yep.
So single digits at night, if the winds lay down, I mean, let's just hope. I mean, because all it takes is the first couple of inches, and then it'll start to, yeah, that takes a couple of days like that, and then it'll start to grow, you know, considerably as
yep.
long as the wind doesn't switch and really tear it up.
Yeah, as long as the wind ain't high and we don't get a whole pile of snow on top of it, it'll grow like a banshee.
Well, I want to talk about Huron Bay because I heard there are a few brave souls venturing out slightly on Huron Bay right now, catching a few fish. We'll get into those details, but let's talk about Chassel Bay first because you've been fishing it.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. This last week, group of guys that, you know, me and we fish with and stuff have been doing really well. I actually just walked in the door from fishing there today. It was a little slower, but the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 days have been about as good as you can ask. 8 pound was the biggest fish so far out of my group of guys. So, and that's anywhere, that's a good walleye.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were talking walleye, right?
Yep.
What'd you get today?
Nothing. Big skunk egg today.
I thought you ended up with some pike.
No, I had one snap me off, and that was it. He grabbed my shiner and snipped me off at the top of the hole.
Well, you just answered my next question, which was, you know, what kind of bait have you been having the most success with? And it sounds like shiners all the way around, or are you using any sucker minnows as well?
I use the fat head. I use just their heads on the tip of a hook. I like using a single hook. I use like a number 6 steelhead octopus hook, actually, on my pimples, buckshots, whatever it is. And I just put the head on there, and that really seems to be, especially when they're finicky, if you're catching them left and right, I don't even bait it. I just put some smelly jelly on the on whatever bait you're using and send it down, and that's usually pretty productive. But, yeah, whenever I'm setting tip-ups, which we didn't set tip-ups today, it was 25-mile-an-hour winds, and so we were pretty much in the shacks. But, yeah, when we do tip-ups and stuff, we generally use the 2-inch shiner minnows.
We're going to get the latest on Huron Bay and the ice conditions. They are actually catching a few fish already, the brave souls that are out there rolling the dice anyway. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Josh Brogan later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.